Manchester's, it's a very sort of cliquey place. Even though it's very, very friendly and very warm to foreigners, it doesn't really let you in. And there's no scene there, really. That's total media hype. You know, the best scene they ever had there was in the 60s. That was the best scene they ever had there. It was great. But 77, like in Manchester, they got a really, really heavy police force, right? The guy who's the chief policeman, if you like, he's a lay preacher for the Methodist Church, right? And, you know, best of luck to him, I suppose it's right. But, I mean, he's closed down all the venues. He closed down the venues in 1978. So you, without venues, you can't create a scene or anything. So really, I mean, the only scene that actually is in Manchester is like the factory scene, you know, the Joy Division scene and all that, which isn't Manchester. It could be anywhere in the world, that scene, you know, it isn't Mancunian. And Manchester gets rather embarrassed that they even have a scene. I mean, like, where we live in the north side of Manchester. And we go in the pubs now, and even when they see you're on the television, they put you down when the minute you walk in the pub, you know. Hey, get down, lad, you know. And they don't sort of like showy things or anything. So they'd be rather embarrassed to have a scene or an image. I think that's been Manchester's strength. You know.
Yeah, it's funny because when you sit in Australia, the main thing that we hear about Manchester is Factory Records and the whole myth that has unfortunately developed around there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what Tony does, he's a guy who sort of runs Factory. What he does really well. But it's not. He's always commuting between London and New York, and that about sums it up really. And they just live in South Manchester, and South Manchester consists of students from all over the country. You know, I mean, it's really ridiculous. We were in Germany last year, and this chick came up to us and said, "I'm going to Manchester University. I can't wait. I can't wait." I just started laughing, you know, because it's just gonna be. She's gonna be bored out of her eyes, you know. And like, you know, she must imagine she's going to walk along the streets, you know, and see Ian Curtis's ghost or something, you know. And it doesn't exist, you know. It's full of really, really hard-working people, and it doesn't tolerate things like that, you know.